It's time for Rhema for Today.
So far, every piece of armor is for defense. Not one piece of that armor so far is for an offensive position. It's all for defensive position. Am I right? Huh? Is that correct? Now, take the helmet of salvation. Defense, protect the head. Everything we've talked about is protecting. That's a defensive position. Protection. Breastplate of righteousness. See, the soldier in that day and age, find out what they wore. He wore a breastplate to protect his heart. He wore a helmet to protect his head.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Tomorrow is the last day. Now, let's join Kenneth Hagen with his teaching, How to Be an Overcomer.
Just because there are different manifestations, and the Bible, Paul talks about this. He talks about different manifestations and so forth and so on, but it's all the same Holy Ghost. There may be some kind of manifestation, but you don't build a doctrine on it. That's what I'm trying to say. All right? Now, let's look at something here. As we looked at this, crucify the flesh. You do something about it. Your own self. Oh, it's easy though. See, oh, it's the devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. Maloney, see, that takes the responsibility off of you. We need the responsibility put back on our shoulders. We have a responsibility to deal with some things. Paul says, renew your mind with the Word of God. When you renew your mind with the Word of God, you will start by the Word of God dealing with these things. Now, I want you to notice something here. This same scripture in Mark here, the world says, and if your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off, and your foot and so forth, and your eye. Now, any of you have a Worrell knows that he writes little comments, sort of like a commentary. He said that to cut the things of the flesh off is doing away with one's dearest possessions or one's most valuable relations and relationships. How many people do you say get saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, start trying to live with God, but they continue to have relationship with those that are fleshly? It pulls on them. Well, you know, just going to work and being around it rubs off on you. I mean, sometimes you feel like you need to come home, you need to take a bath, not because you got dirty work, and you just feel like you need to get clean from all that mess. You see, we ourselves need to cut loose some of this stuff. Oh, but that's my dearest friend. Great. Friend, if they're going to hinder you from living for God, cut it off. Amen. That's what he's talking about. Hey, you put your hand on a chopping block, cut it off, it's going to hurt. Yeah, but I love that guy or I love that girl. Hey, if they're not right, they're not living for God. If they want to get you into a relationship that the Word of God's talking about there, fornication, uncleanliness, you cut it off. That's what the Bible's talking about. How do you do it? With the sword of the Spirit. The Word of God. sharper than any two-edged sword. That's what it is. This is what you use to cut your foot off with. This is what you use. Not a real sword. This is what you use to pluck your eye out with. See what I'm talking about? Oh, but it's easier. See, oh, that's the devil. Pray for me. Cast it out of me. You do something about it. The Bible tells you. You resist the devil. You do something about it. It's not, you're not devil possessed. All you've done is yield to the devil and got into doing sinful things. Going to X-rated movies, having relationships with people that you shouldn't, and so forth and so on. 1 John 1:9, ask for forgiveness. Get up. Go on with God. Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee, go on sin no more. You don't have to get up and confess it to the whole church. It's a bunch of nonsense. That's everybody got that going around now. Get up and confess it to the whole church. All you do is cause problems, hurt people, and everything else. Now, if you did it in front of the church, and then you need to then get up in front of the whole church. Hello? Most of your sins you've done in your private closet. Straighten it up there, straighten it up with God, and don't do it anymore, he said. Neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more. All right, now. Oh, now, we dealt with the works of flesh, so forth and so on. Now, let's look. Colossians 2. 15. Talking about Christ now. Jesus Christ. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Then look at Ephesians 6:12. All right, you ready? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Against principalities, against powers, against the rulers and darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. All right? But Jesus already defeated them, and Paul told us over there in the other verse. All right? Wherefore? Wherefore what? Take. Take. Wherefore take? Is that somebody doing something for you? Is that somebody praying for you? Is that you reaching down and getting hold of something? If I was to say to somebody, wherefore take this microphone? That means reach out, get a hold of it, and go do something with it. Is that right? It says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore having your loins girded with truth, having the breastplate of righteousness, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all things taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. So far, every piece of armor is for defense. Not one piece of that armor so far is for an offensive position. It's all for defensive position. Am I right? Huh? Is that correct? Now, take the helmet of salvation. Defense. Protect the head. Everything we've talked about is protecting. That's a defensive position. Protection. Breastplate of righteousness. See, the soldier in that day and age, find out what they wore. He wore a breastplate to protect his heart. He wore a helmet to protect his head. In modern day, if the Paul was writing this in today, he would probably talk to you about wearing pieces of football equipment. Because you'd understood that. What you wear those things for? You wear them for protection. You realize that? You do not wear the pieces of gear that you wear on your body playing football. You don't wear them for offense. You wear them for defense, for protection. Put a helmet on, protect your head. You put rib pads on, protect your ribs. You put shoulder pads on, protect your shoulders, your collar, your clavicles, your collarbone. You put knee pads on, protect your knees. You put knee braces on, protect your knees. You put thigh pads on, protect these muscles right here. You put on forearm pads. Protect your forearms. They got pads that you can put down here, protect your biceps. You put all those on. You put those pads on. You put pads on your hands. What for? Protection. So you don't get hurt. They're for protection. That's so far, all these armor pieces are protection pieces.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin-Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Don't Quit, Your Faith Will See You Through. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Keep the Fire Burning. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin-Burns' CD, Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. Last is Reverend Craig Hagin's CD, The Mindset of a Champion. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Now, let's join Craig Hagin and Denise Hagin-Burns.
You know, this AI thing is kind of scary. And on YouTube right now, there are a number of AI videos, not actually videos, they're actually audios with video pictures of our grandfather.
Right.
Some of it is not even saying, but it's not him.
And
sometimes it's not even things that he believes.
Right. But it sounds like his voice.
It sounds kind of like his voice.
Yeah,
and if you
similar.
Know, I mean, like one time it said something, I listened to one of them and it says, and he said 2 Corinthians. He would never say 2 Corinthians.
Right.
He would always say 2 Corinthians.
Right.
And actually, I think that they read from the New King James, which he would never read. He always read from the King James Version and things like that. Now, we've tried to take those down, but because of artistic, what do they call it?
License.
That they haven't been able to take them down. But if you want to hear the real Kenneth E. Hagin, you can go to his YouTube channel.
Yes.
And it's the Rhema Kenneth E. Hagin channel. And, you know, also, too, I mean, there's other videos out there. Make sure there has to be a video of him. It's going to be a video, not just some kind of, you know, picture, but with some kind of voice that doesn't really sound like him.
Yes.
And you know what? Maybe if you guys would report that, maybe they would take that down.
Yeah.
We've tried to report that, but the more of you that would report that. But go to our YouTube channel, the Rhema Kenneth E. Hagin channel, and you can watch some classic messages by our grandfather.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.